Okay, let's take a question from Gina Adams. This is to all the panel. What will Swindon's climate be like in 2050, and what challenges will that pose? Mark?
I'll be in a position to answer that question when our book comes out next year, because I'm actually trying to address this very concerning. Now, I didn't know, looking out of my back window, what my background was going to look like in 2050 until I did all of the surveying of the scientific literature. And I couldn't believe also that there was all this stuff published in all these obscure journals in relation to the Radcliffe Science Library and Oxford University, which had never been really brought together in a public forum before. And so I grouped them degree by degree. And as you've gone up the scale, the change has become more and more massive. One degree we lose the world's coral reef, mostly we also lose most of the Andean glaciers, and the changes are pretty profound. By 6 degrees, we're talking about mass extinction of most of life on Earth, and humanity included. So there's a whole, and this is what, you know, these are the scientific projections for the next 100 years. So it really depends how we regard the world in 2050. It really depends on what our emissions are going to be over the next 5 or 10 years. Actually, we're already, as Julia quite correctly said, we're already committed to an unavoidable climate change for at least the next 30 years because of the thermal inertia of the Earth system. There's nothing we can do about that, so we're probably already going to reach that 1 degree or so. The question now is whether we go up the next 2, 3, 4, 5 degrees, and that's the thing we've got to play for this particular point. So I can't answer your question. All I know is it will be a good deal hotter.
Rob? I'm not sure I can answer the question either. Pushing my luck to actually enjoy it by then. But I would say that's out of a flippant point, but we're talking about communities, one thing or another. But as I understand it, your sea levels rise as predicted, about 40% of the UK is going to disappear anyway. So we might become a set of little islands and then we'll make our own communities. Carbon action is ever useful. So given that point, I mean, these things are pretty serious. It's not really what we want to happen, it's what's going to happen, and we've got to do our level best to try and minimise the effects of what's going to happen. So I don't know, I suspect it'll be a lot warmer.
And snow will even have a tropical garden, will you?
Well, I think we're already heading that way, and I think it is up to us in the next few years, up to the conclusion of what it will be like in 2050. The issue was that we have to change our habits anyway. So I hope that we will be having a lot more tropical gardens, because I think that will give us a very big chunk of climate change. But we need to conserve water, so we need to use different types of plants, stop using plants which are more intensive. We've grown most of our vegetables. We're not quite completely sufficient. We get the rest of it down on the farmers' market. We do, buying your vegetables on that basis so that you're living on seasonal produce is really a great joy. And Mark's quite right. And, getting down the allotment and digging your garden in the allotment on a Sunday is a great antidote to all the politics, I find. I have to say, if in 50 years' time, people can't enjoy parsnips because there's no frost to make them taste good. That will be an enormous failure of today's politicians and, perhaps say, today's environmentalists. So I very much hope that we can continue enjoying our parsnips and our allotments, our traditional allotments, in the way that we enjoy them now.
Julia, what will Swindon's climate be like in 50 or 70 years' time? Okay,
well, I'm not going to get too detailed because I'm a climate scientist, so I'm actually cautious, but we've already talked about the commitment to warming, and obviously, yes, we are going to have a warming climate, and what that means is that we are going to have particularly more sun and heat, and that's really going to affect us, I think, climate significantly. The statistics that we have for recording medium high emissions suggest that this is going a bit further on. This is 80 years from now. I think this might be an underestimate, but 1 year in 10 we'd have a heat wave like August 2003. So I think we'll be dealing with quite a lot more stress in terms of heat. We probably have wetter winters and obviously warmer winters. So, and that will change, as Matthew says, the sorts of biodiversity that we have now will change.
But aren't we told that actually it could reverse when you go into the ice age? So looking at
this is why climate scientists actually talk to people. We know an awful lot more than we let on about how the climate system works. So we're actually quite concerned about what's happening to the Atlantic Ocean and the circulation. All the thermohaline circulation is driving the Gulf Stream and keeping us nice and warm. And whilst we think the chances of major changes in that in the coast will slow down so we get the cold weather, it's really quite small, it's not negligible. And this is why we're cautious. But I think if we were realistic and if we were talking and to politicians and people who got to make some pretty big decisions, then yes, I think we're looking at warmer summers, warmer and wetter winters. It's still not clear that for Swindon, weather will be dry, much drier summers. Now, if you were thinking of buying a house in Spain, for example, we would strongly recommend that you didn't do that, because the signals that are very clear in all the modern projections are that Southern Europe will get in the warmer, not drier. And I think we're already seeing that. So there are things, yes, it will be a different place to live. If we don't cut back, how different will it be and how sustainable will it be for the population of the UK? It's a very good question.
Michael Wills. I don't really have anything to add on in the presence of that stress. I don't really want to add to it. But what I hear from Julia is something very, very extreme. I can't really add to what the experts have said already, except that I do hear one very, very clear message from Julia. Whatever the actual climate will be, we are entering an extremely fragile situation and an unpredictable one. And that is very dangerous. And that's a lesson that we've all got to learn. And,